Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. The Introvert Podcast is the only podcast by an introvert for introverts. And I have to say, this is our fifth episode. Like, what? When I started doing this, I only thought that I'd probably record one or two and then get bored. But honestly, I look forward to recording every week because it's just like better than therapy, man. It's a word vomit where I get to complain about my problems and give you shitty advice. And can I just talk for a minute about what I did this weekend? Because it was pretty cool. So I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and recently in Grand Rapids, a cat cafe opened up. That's right, a cafe with cats. And I went on Saturday morning. Wait, no, actually it was afternoon. But to me, it felt like morning. I went on Saturday and it was amazing. It was the most relaxing, beautiful thing I've ever experienced. There were 12 cats and 12 people, and I just laid there on one of those memory foam beanbag chairs and just had a cat on my chest purring for an hour, and oh my gosh, I was blissed out. I felt like I had just done the best drugs. I felt better than I did after I got my wisdom teeth out, and that was like propofol, right? That's like the good shit. That's what killed Michael Jackson. So you know when I'm saying this was better than wisdom teeth surgery. Oh man, it was so awesome. So if you live in West Michigan, go check it out. This is not sponsored. I just really enjoyed it, and I think that everyone should go because I don't want it to ever close because I want to go there once a week instead of like, I want to make it part of my treatment plan, right? I want to make it part of my mental health treatment plan. Because I really think that it really did it. Just relieved all of my anxiety. It was better than therapy, to be honest. Sorry, Sarah. Like, it was better than therapy though. So it's called Happy Cat Cafe. It's in GR. You can Google it. It was amazing. It's on my Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I don't have a podcast Instagram, and here's why. I had my dog has her own Instagram account. Okay, don't make fun of me. But she has 3,000 followers on Instagram, and that's just too much to keep up with. And Instagram stresses me out now because they changed the formula. Sorry if you could hear my microwave beeping in the background. I'm going to cut this so I can go grab my frozen vegetables that I'm eating for lunch while I'm recording this. Hey, this is a family podcast. Just kidding. It's just like, we're just going to have a chat, okay? We're just going to sit here and have a chat. I'm going to be drinking my Diet Coke that I got from McDonald's for $1.06. We talked about my Diet Coke money last week, so if you missed that, go check it out. But I'm going to go grab my frozen vegetables, and I will be right back. Okay, I'm back, and this is the perfect time to segue into our topic this week, which is grocery shopping. I know, last week we talked about regular shopping and just shopping in general, but I just went grocery shopping, and I feel the need to rant about it for a minute. So, but I'm just going to get back, and I just went and grabbed my frozen vegetables here, which I eat. My friend turned me on to eating frozen vegetables, like the kind that you steam in the microwave for lunch, because it seriously is the easiest thing to make, and it's semi-healthy. I mean, what I'm eating, 320 calories is what the package says for the full thing, and I'm not going to finish it all, so I think that's pretty good. But so today I went grocery shopping, and I used to grocery shop a lot. Why am I even I have this bad habit of getting into the topic before I finish the intro, so stay tuned for the rest of the episode. Oh, I'm a mess. I'm sorry if I sound like nasally today or more nasally than usual. I know I do have a pretty nasally voice, but I am sick. I'm getting over a cold. So it was either don't record this week or wait for the... It was either record now or wait for it to see if it'll get better, but I don't think it will. And it's Wednesday, so kind of need to record today. Anyway, we're doing the intro. I was talking about Instagram. I don't want to have an Instagram for the show, but my Instagram is at amy.cutlip, C-U-T-L-I-P. I'll link it in the description if you want to follow me. I just don't feel like keeping up an Instagram for the show because my life is busy. I can barely keep up a Twitter account and a Facebook page. Social media is a lot of work, guys. It's so much work. If you hear something, it's probably my dog. She's hanging out with me today. She doesn't want me to leave her because I left her this morning and she was sad. So yeah, I left her to go grocery shopping. It's noon and I feel like I haven't even done anything today, even though I grocery shopped, which for me, that's a lot of work. Okay. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Here at the Introvert Podcast, we're kind of loose and easy, which is what they called me in high school. Just kidding. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Nana. Sorry, family members who listened to this. That was a bad joke, but I'm not going to edit it out because I thought it was funny. I don't really stick to like a format or anything. I just kind of talk and we're just going to hang out and not interact with any other humans together for half an hour-ish. Is that all right with you? Okay, that felt like an episode of Blue's Clues, but that's awesome. We have a Patreon page. If you want to support the podcast, if you want to keep hearing it, because I'm about to go back to school next week, and my job right now is an unpaid teaching position. So I literally make $0, and I live at home with my parents. So please help me make money, please. Just kidding. You can find the link to our Patreon page, patreon.com/introvertpodcast, in the description of this audio, wherever you're listening to it. And also, you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/introvertpodcast, or follow us on Twitter, @introvert_pcast. You know, my email thing always interrupts me, and I always have to put it in the clip show. So if you want to hear the clip show where I get interrupted by my email noise, I'll leave that one in. You can support us on Patreon for $2 a month, and you get to hear, once a month, you get to hear me. Every single time I screw up, drop the F-bomb, anytime I do anything terrible, it goes in the clip show, and you can be privy to that. It'll be probably pretty long, actually, now that I'm thinking about how many times I screw up per episode. Oh my goodness! It keeps happening. I'm just gonna mute it there. It won't be a problem anymore. So if you go to patreon.com/introvertpodcast, you can support us and hear my terrible screw ups, my mess ups of that don't make it into the show. Because sometimes I'll just leave them in, you know, just leave them in there, just a little something something for the fans. Just kidding. But if you are interested in hearing me cuss out either my microphone, my pop filter, my computer, my email, anything like that, or my neighbor's dogs that one time. Ooh, those are in the clip show. Yeah. Yeah, that's in the clip show too. So if you want to hear me get more complainy than I like to be, that's the clip show is the right place for you. And also, I'm pretty active on Facebook, not super active. I would like to be more active, but maybe if you guys are active on my Facebook page, I'll become more active. Just a thought there, okay? So that's Introvert Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/introvertpodcast. And I'm not active at all on Twitter because I have, like, no followers. And I don't really have fire tweets, as the young kids say. It's mostly just where I announce new episodes. So that's @introvert_pcast. And I'm super salty about not having enough characters to have @introvertpodcast. It's a problem. Twitter, get on it, okay? Let's get started before I start ranting about Twitter, because that's not what we're here to talk about today. Okay, so like I said in the intro, this week we're talking about grocery shopping. I'm sorry, it's a twofer, because I feel like grocery shopping in and of itself needs to be talked about. And I think this is a good time to talk about it too, because people are going back to school. Maybe you're in your first apartment and you're trying to figure out, how do I even grocery shop? And I'm here to tell you, no one knows how to grocery shop. Today, I told my mom that I was going to go grocery shopping, didn't even have a list, just randomly decided to stop, and ended up buying a lot of things I didn't need. They had a sale on the frozen vegetables I like, so I bought 10 of those. They also had a sale on yogurt. Is it just me, or is there always a sale on yogurt happening? I think that it's just big yogurt, big Chobani there, trying to control us into buying their yogurt, because I would not buy Greek yogurt if it wasn't 10 for 10. Like, I bought 10 things of Greek yogurt, and when I buy it, I eat it. Even though I don't really like it that much, I do. I buy it, and I eat it. Same with these vegetables. But I think that grocery shopping, when I walk into the grocery store, my mind goes blank. Even if I have a list, it gets buried underneath everything that I'm putting in my cart. Sometimes I'll walk out of the grocery store and I've only got one shoe on. Like, where'd my shoe go? Just kidding. That never happens. But I think that'd be pretty comical. Grocery shopping really sucks unless you have an unlimited amount of money and you know exactly what you want. Like, there's some grocery stores, like Trader Joe's. I'll give Trader Joe's because it's organized. Everything there is Trader Joe's brand. You don't have to worry about what brand you're getting. And it's relatively inexpensive. Like, it blows my mind how much food you can get at Trader Joe's for like $25. It's amazing. Their produce is really good too. They'll take it back if you don't like it. It's awesome. But my local grocery store is also pretty good just because it's local. Like, support your local businesses, guys. Don't go to the big box stores unless you want to. My least favorite place, I have to say, people in the Midwest will feel me on this. Meijer is literally hell. Meijer is the worst place ever. I saw something on Facebook last week where there were like 30 people in line and only one person checking out, like beep, beep, getting groceries. I had to do the beep, beep noise so I could get to the word in my head. I'm sick. I'm sorry. So Meijer is the worst place ever because it's so huge. Like whenever I go there, I get lost because I don't know where anything is. It's not like Target, where Targets all kind of have pretty much more or less the same layout. Meijer does not at all. Meijer is like, you walk through the doors of Meijer and you're in another dimension. You're not even in the town anymore. Meijer is its own city. And when I was growing up, I don't know if they still have this because I never go there, but I remember when I was like a little youngin, my mom used to shop at Meijer. I don't know why we don't anymore. Probably because it's literally hell. But they had these like on the walls, because the ceilings were really big and you can't see me, obviously. This is a podcast, but I'm gesturing with my hands. They had fake windows and doors. And it really did look like you were shopping at a little downtown area, like a little French market area, which I think is a total fake out, because once you realize that you're not shopping in a downtown market and everyone's at their throats, each other's throats, it ruins the illusion, right? I hate Meijer. I hate any like large grocery store I feel makes you want to pull your ears off your head. I don't know why ears specifically or eyes. It just makes me want to do that because you always get lost. There are some grocery stores that I go to and I have the layout pretty much memorized. Like our local grocery store, the one about 20 minutes away that I actually go to more often. And then a couple others that I like, Target, I have that layout more or less memorized. So I can get in and out of there pretty quickly. That's what he said. I'm 12. We know this. We know that I'm 12. I don't try and edit out my gross jokes. I'm a gross person, okay? Like, don't listen to this if you don't like my gross jokes. So whenever I go grocery shopping, I need like at least 2 hours to recover afterward. And this isn't even a chronic illness thing. This is just like a me thing. Like, there's so many people at the grocery store. It's always crowded. Okay, I'm back. I fixed my pop filter. That was weird that it fell on me, but it's fine. So grocery shopping, I need at least 2 hours to recover from it. I hate when you get home and you have to unload your groceries, especially if you went by yourself, because then you're just like walking into the house like Hodor on Game of Thrones and you've got 40 plastic bags hanging off of your arms and you just look like a monster. And today when I got home from grocery shopping, the lawn service was here. And the people who spray our grass for weeds. And he was parked in front of the garage, so I couldn't park in the garage, which is where I would usually park. So my trip was even longer, and he was just watching me like, carry in all these bags. And I said, as I walked inside, God, I'm so horrible. I hate myself so much. I said, trips are for quitters, and slammed the door. And that's all I said to him. The poor kid, he's probably about my age, I'm guessing, but like, poor thing. I was a little bit, was that rude? I don't know. Let me know if you think that was rude, but I did have a bunch of bags on my arms and I was just like lumbering into the house, like, help me from these bags cutting off my circulation. I think that houses should have shopping carts. Is that just a me thing to think that? Because you get it. Like, you're pushing a shopping cart all through the store to your car and then you get home. And how are you going to get all these groceries into the house? Like, did we not think this through? I'm really sorry. My dog, bless her heart, is licking her paws. If you can hear it, I'm not going to try and cut it out. I don't know if the mic's even picking it up, but she's really cute, so I can't get mad at her. So while I was checking out my groceries today, I was buying, of course, the 10 for 10 on yogurt, which Big Yogurt invented. Stop it, or you cannot be in here anymore. So I was buying these 10 things of yogurt and 10 things of vegetables. So Big Vegetable and Big Yogurt, they came together on this one. So I was putting my stuff on the conveyor belt. Would you call it a conveyor belt? What would that thing be called? I'm just going to call it the conveyor belt until I discover what it's actually called. And the guy checking out my groceries, who's, again, probably about my age, was like, are you back to college shopping? And I didn't know what to say. I was like, kind of. Like, I'm not moving, but, like, I do really enjoy food. So that's what I said. I said, I just really like food. And it made me so mad at myself because I can't have a conversation like a normal person would. I just have to be Amy and I just have to say stupid stuff like, oh no, I just really like food. And then he went on to say, oh, you're buying a lot of name brand stuff, not like me. And I was like, bro, don't shame me for buying name brand stuff. Like, the name brand stuff was on sale. It's cheaper this way. If you would know what your prices are, you know that the name brand stuff was cheaper this week. I'm like, look at about half the stuff that I'm buying is store brand. Don't shame me. Don't shame me for buying name brand stuff, dude, my friend. Don't, because I'm paying, you know what? I'm shopping here and I'm paying for your college by shopping here, right? Does that sound pretentious? But kind of that's how I felt because, like, why would you say to someone, oh, I don't buy name brand stuff? Like, that doesn't make you better than me. Like, why would you say that? Like, I bought 3 bags of chocolate chips. Those were all store brand, right? I bought cream cheese. That was store brand cream cheese. But, oh, God forbid I buy 10 things of yogurt because big yogurt and big vegetable were all coming together and telling me you gotta buy name brand because it's on sale. And it's true. It is on sale. And sometimes the name brand is better. I honestly think so. Like, I would never buy store brand crescent rolls. Name brand crescent rolls are always better than store brand. That's the other problem. Oops, I just hit my desk. Oh, well. That's the other problem. Why do we have, like, literally the same food that's name brand and store brand? Why is that a thing? Like, I don't get it. Like, Trader Joe's, at least, it's all Trader Joe's brand. You don't have to worry about it. They even have, like, cute little, like, Baker Josephs for, like, their baked goods and stuff like that. It's cute. But why is it always the way that it has to be with the name brand and the store brand? And why do I have to be shamed for buying store brand, name brand? Why do I have to be shamed for that? I just wanted to buy what I buy usually. Like, they were having a sale on coffee creamer and I bought name brand coffee creamer. Like, don't shame me for that. Don't say, but I buy store brand. Like, of course you buy store brand. You're working at the grocery store. You get a discount. I don't work here, friend. I got a little bit heated there. I'm sorry. But yeah, like, why is there a difference between name brand and store brand? And then when you're at the grocery store and someone's like, oh, could you move, please, so I can get to this part of the aisle? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, thanks for asking. And then there are people that come up and go, and, like, walk around you. And they reach and they grab it off the shelf and then just give you a look. Like, okay, Sharon. Oh, God. Am I going to do this as a Sharon thing? Is Sharon going to become a thing on the show? Because I kind of stole that from someone. Like, I didn't really steal it, but, like, I feel kind of bad. Anyway, like, Sharon, this lady, is so pissy. Like, why can't you just ask me to move? If you had asked me to move, I would have moved. I also hate it when people are taking up the entire aisle with their shopping cart. Like, pick a side, Sharon. One way or the other, you're gonna have to choose, right? You can't just be in the middle of the aisle. We're not talking about your sexuality, Sharon. We're just talking about your shopping cart. Please move it to the right or the left, because I can't get past otherwise. I never use my wheelchair while I'm shopping because I can never get past people. Because for some reason, people don't see me. Well, I know the reason is because I'm shorter than they are in the chair. But when I'm using a shopping cart, they can't see me. And it's so frustrating. So I never, ever use my wheelchair while I'm shopping. Which, you know what? I probably should because it takes a lot out of me, honestly. Grocery shopping really does. But I just can't bring myself to do it. Because in the U.S., we don't have those. Like, I know that in the U.K., they have these things that are called, like, cart buddies, pair cart, something like that, where you just hook your chair onto it, and it's a cart, which is so nice. But in the U.S., we don't have that, which is frustrating. And I hate using the motorized carts because, like, I look fine. I look healthy. Like, you can't see that on the inside, none of my joints are where they're supposed to be and that my heart rate is ridiculous and that my blood pressure is also ridiculously low and that I'm, like, going to pass out and fall down. You can't see that from the outside of me. So people are looking at me like, who is this lazy-ass chick in the cart? Like you in the motorized cart. I'm lucky to live in an area where people aren't super rude, but I'm sure if I lived in, like, New York or something, people would be leaving notes on my car all the time for parking in the handicapped spot, like, you bitch, you lazy bitch for parking in the handicap spot. Like, you know how much work I had to go through to get this handicap parking permit? Like, it took me several months of my people that I love and like my friends telling me like, why don't you have this if you can't walk? Like I wouldn't be able to go places. So because I couldn't walk to the door. Like, why didn't I have this? And it took me several months to get it. And then there are these people like Sharon who go to their doctor and she's like, oh, my foot hurts sometimes. And he's like, oh, I'll give you a handicap parking pass. Why is it so easy for old people to get them? It makes me mad. Like, being old is not a disability. It's not. I get it that like it makes life harder, but it's not. And it shouldn't. I'm getting like way off track here, but it shouldn't be an issue for a young person with a qualifying condition to get a handicap pass. I should not be shamed for that. And when I'm at the grocery store and going out to my car with my groceries, I shouldn't be getting dirty looks from people because I parked in the handicap spot. Like, I literally like laid down in my car and collapsed for several minutes before I left the store because I just needed a break. I needed to rest. I couldn't handle, like, it's not even a big grocery store that I went to today. Grocery shopping, I think for like even normal people, it's exhausting. Especially the waiting part, like the waiting in line. So you've got your groceries. You went all through the store. You had your list. Like, if you have a list when you're grocery shopping and you stick to it, congratulations. You just won not spending extra $100. Because I can never stick to a list. I don't even make a list anymore. I just go through and buy what I think I need. Unless there's something specific I need, and usually I'll remember it. Except for today, I didn't realize there was a list on the counter for me. Because I had mentioned last night that I think I'm going to go grocery shopping tomorrow, guys. And I didn't notice the list until I got home, and I realized that I didn't get most of the things on the list. But I did get a lot of things we didn't need, so that's good. We now have 10 things of frozen vegetables. Well, 9 now, because I'm eating one currently. But you know what? This is what I eat. This is what I eat for lunch. I like growing. The only reason I like going grocery shopping is I have total control over what food goes in the pantry, over what food goes in the fridge. I can't complain about it, though. Like, you've all heard the joke where it's like the guy's at work and he opens up his lunch sack and he's like, oh, peanut butter and jelly again. And his coworker goes, dude, why don't you just ask your wife to make you something different? He's like, you think my wife makes my lunch? I make my lunch. It's like that because I can't complain because I'm the one buying the food, which is kind of sucky. Like, I prefer it. But then again, I do have full control over what I buy. Like, I wanted to buy a 20-pack of Diet Coke today. I bought a 20-pack of Diet Coke, and there was no one there to stop me, because I'm an adult. I'm kind of an adult. I'm barely an adult. I'm barely even functional as an adult, but I am. Like, do you ever have those moments where you're like, oh, I need an adult, and then you realize that you are the adult, and it's scary? I don't even want to call myself an adult because I don't even feel enough adult. Like, I don't feel adulty enough to be an adult. I could be, like, a grown-up. I would call myself a grown-up. I'm a grown-up. Yeah. Don't talk to strangers, kids. Don't listen to their advice on the internet, kids. Yeah, I think I could be considered a grown-up. Because I don't teach children. I teach adults. Like, legit adults. Like, people who are older than me. And I'm sure to them I look like a middle schooler. Which is kind of funny because that's what I want to do, is I want to teach middle schoolers. But right now I'm teaching adults. So it's weird, okay? I don't feel qualified enough to do this, to do anything. I never feel qualified. I think that's a millennial thing. Is that a millennial thing or is it an introvert thing? Things to think about today, guys. But the worst part, I think, of the grocery store, overall, the worst part is running into people you know and then looking at each other's carts like, oh, see, you've got some kombucha in there. Like, oh, you drink kombucha. That's cool. Like, I don't drink that. That's gross. And then they're looking at your cart like, oh, I see you have chip dip. You like chip dip? And I'm like, yep, I got the biggest one. I love chip dip. And then they're looking at your cart. They're like, really? You got both colors of grapes? And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes I want the red grapes and sometimes I want the green grapes, okay? And then you're looking at their cart and you're like, who freaking eats? Who eats cornflakes? Not frosted or anything. No raisins in there. Just cornflakes. Who eats that? You're looking in their cart thinking that. But then you don't want to be judgmental, so you keep it to yourself, right? But running into people you know at the grocery store is so weird. Like, I don't want to see what kind of food you buy. I feel like that's super intimate and personal. Like, that's like looking in someone's underwear drawer. What did I say that about? I mentioned that in an episode a couple weeks ago. Ooh. I should go back through and figure that out. But it is. It's super personal to see what other people buy. Like, I don't want to know what you're buying. Like, I walked past a dude today, like at 11 a.m. I walked past a guy who was buying a lot of alcohol, a lot of it, like so much booze. And at a certain point you wonder, is he having a party or is that like what he buys every day? Actually though, you know, like I think it's almost weirder when someone comes in only buys like a small thing of alcohol. Like, huh, it just makes me more concerned for them. I shouldn't judge people based on what they buy though, because I get so offended when people judge me for buying name brand. Like, don't hate me because you ain't me. I don't want to be buying Shasta, Diet Shasta, right? Gross. Like, who wants that? Store brand's disgusting sometimes. Although, you know, the Walmart brand, Fruit Smiles, those are good. Those are really good. I could eat Fruit Smiles for a long time. Yeah, I like those. So, I don't know, guys. I just hate grocery shopping. I needed to rant about it for today. And I buy a lot of snack food. I'm very passionate about snacks. You know who should sponsor me? Is Snackbox. Because they sponsor one of the murder podcasts I listen to. And they should sponsor me because I'm passionate about snacks. So Snackbox people, if you're listening to this, please sponsor me because I am very passionate about my snacks. And that's because I can't really eat 3 meals a day. I eat like 5 snacks a day just because that's just how my body is. So I really love snack food. And my mainstay, like my main girl, my bae is Flavor Blasted Goldfish. God bless America that those are a thing. Like, whew, those are the best. Oh man, I love those. Yeah, those are good. So half my cart is like really, really healthy food. And the other half is like super, why would you put that in your body, Amy? Oh my gosh, you're gonna die right now food. Like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, sugar, all that stuff. Ugh. Yeah, just thinking about some of the food I eat makes me, grosses me out. Like, but really, I think it's all part of a balanced diet, right? Right? Yeah, I don't think so. But sometimes when I go to the grocery store, I just want to get in and out as fast as possible. I just want to get exactly what I need and not worry about it. Right now, we're going to transition into my shitty advice portion of the podcast, which is the weekly challenge and the weekly recharge. And now it is time for my favorite part of the week. You know, I don't know why this is my favorite part of the week. I must just be that sadistic. The weekly challenge and weekly recharge, which is where I challenge you, yes, you sitting in your car or on your couch or in your bed or in the shower, I challenge you to do something outside your comfort zone. I'm pointing for dramatic effect. And then I'll offer you something to do that might relax you and kind of recharge your social batteries, you little introvert butterfly, like you little sweet, sweet beta fish, you. So this week's weekly challenge is to say hi to someone when you run into them this week at the grocery store or at school or anywhere. If you run into someone, you know, say hi, make a little bit of small talk. You can go back to my small talk episode 1. You can find that on my website, introvertpodcast.com or on iTunes, introvert. I'm scared to be here. The introvert podcast. All these links are down below, but chat them up a little bit. Just see what's going on in their life. Cause I guarantee you, if they're an introvert, they won't want to talk for long. And if they're an extrovert, you can just slink away because they'll be just so happy that you stopped to talk to them. It'll make their week. So that's my challenge for you. You in the shower. Yeah. You naked. Yeah. You, that one. Talk to someone this week. Talk to someone, you know, run into them. Maybe run into someone on purpose. Go somewhere that you might purposely run into someone, like the library. I always run into people I know at the library. So I want you to run into someone this week. Do it. Please, I'll try to run into someone as well. I'll start a thread on our Facebook page, facebook.com/introvertpodcast, and we can talk about our experiences. I didn't do this last week because I forgot about it, but I'll do it this week for sure. Just kidding, I might not. Who knows? So, yeah, that's what I challenge you, is to run into someone on purpose. And this week's weekly recharge, I go all bad cop, good cop on you here because I'm like, bad cop, you have to run into someone. Good cop, like, here's your recharge for the week, something to recharge your batteries, you in the shower, who's getting all nice and clean and relaxed. Why don't you buy something for yourself at the grocery store that might not necessarily be conventionally healthy, but that makes you really happy? that could be like some of your favorite tea or maybe Oreos. Like, oh man, have you had Oreos lately? Like, go buy some Oreos. Or maybe that's like buying yourself a case of Diet Coke, which is what I did today. Just buy yourself something. Like, I know that being an adult is difficult and you have pressure to buy healthy food because you're supposed to eat healthy. It sucks. So buy something for yourself this week, or even maybe go out and grab a coffee. Like, get something for yourself that makes you happy, food-wise. Like, yeah, exactly. That's awesome advice, Amy. Like, really, tell people to eat their feelings. That's excellent advice, right? Oh, but really, like, please get yourself something happy on me. Just kidding. I'm not going to pay for it, but like, mentally, I'll be paying for it mentally for you, okay? But if you support me on Patreon, maybe I'll pay for it for you. Just kidding, but really. Okay, that is all for our show today, guys. This is a long one. Editing Amy might be a little stressed out about this, to be honest, but I'm glad that we came together today to talk about grocery shopping, which, surprise, surprise, we talked about regular shopping last week. I had a good time. Did you have a good time? Let me know. Email me, amy@introvertpodcast.com. I'd love to hear from you, as long as it's nice. If it's mean, I don't want to hear from you. Take that meanness somewhere else. Don't direct that at anyone else. You should like look deep inside yourself and figure out why you hate others so much. So check out my website, introvertpodcast.com. That's where I post about new episodes. Occasionally I'll do like a little blog post here and there, but really it's mostly just new episodes. But my commentary, my written commentary on the episodes is pretty funny. I've got some fun GIFs in there. Last week I had a Moana GIF, so that was nice. And maybe consider liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/introvertpodcast, or following us on Twitter @introvert_pcast. Of course, all of these links are in the description of your audio, wherever you're listening to it. And thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being here. If you would be so kind, if you're on iTunes, to rate us, and that's rate with a T, please rate, R-A-T-E, us, because that really does help me get discovered. Or if you're not on iTunes, maybe share it with a friend, because everyone should get to listen to hear me talk, right? Everyone should get to hear me talk, but really. So please consider rating us on iTunes. It helps me to reach more audience members, more introverts, pretty introvert butterfly beta fish like we are. So thank you so much for listening. My name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a great week, guys.